They aren't just good. They're the best. But the best just got better. The new WHJE sports team rolls out High School Game Day. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE every game day for a look at the day's matchup. WHJE Sports, taking you to the edge.
And so we've got MIC Conference interplay here. Lawrence Central of Indianapolis taking on the Carmel Greyhounds of course, Carmel, Indiana. And it has been such a game, so exciting. Again, we're just here starting the fourth quarter, final quarter of play, and an incredible turn of events. Lawrence Central has managed to put 7 points on the board. It's just one more than Carmel, 6 off of 2 field goals. And John Lampe with that Carmel offense starts it out.
4 wide set, they split the difference, give it up to Perkins up the middle, still moving those legs for an extra 4 yards right there for about a gain of 6. Looked like that one was going nowhere, but nice persistence on the carry. He's going to set up about a 2nd and 4. So 2nd and 4 from the 29-yard line is the call right now. Still 6-7, Carmel trailing by 1 point after that long touchdown run there by Tyler Redfern, but 11:38 remaining, still plenty of time for both of these teams as we are going to get a quick substitution of personnel on the Carmel Greyhounds side. Joey Scott running over to try to get a couple more signals from Coach Wright as he jogs back onto the field. He's going to line up in a slot position right now. So 4 wide set for John Lampe. Perkins still in the backfield. Right in the middle of the field. It's a 29-yard line. Takes the snap. And he's going to give the handoff again to Chris Perkins off the left tackle, and he's going absolutely nowhere. So 3rd and 5 on the way.
Carmel's got to figure out a way to keep them from getting into these third down positions here. They just put so much pressure on that offense. It almost becomes predictable as to what John Lampe is going to do. Obviously, a passing quarterback, it's easy for a defense to read. They get into coverage here, and they've made some incredible stops on third down.
4 wide set, 3 to his right, 3rd and 5. Lampe looking to pass over the middle. That one's going to be bobbled away there, and Thomas Baldwin can't come up with the reception. And that's going to bring up a 4th and 5. So decision time right now for Coach Wright and the Carmel Greyhounds at the 29-yard line. Adam Kramer does have a little bit of range, but this would be an awfully long field goal attempt.
In this position, I would elect to go for it. You've got 4th and about 6. You've got some weapons. I'm going to Austin Roberts. I'm drawing a play up that's going to get him with some separation between a defender. And now we've got some officials running on. They're going to call a timeout, and that's going to be Lawrence Central with a big timeout. So almost that icing the quarterback mentality here. John Lampe's got a big play coming up, and we're seeing already some confusion from the sidelines. Lawrence Central looked like they had at least well-drawn matchups right now. And they're trying to figure that out quickly. Heads-up timeout there. You never want to get in a position where you're not guarding Austin Roberts and he's got some space and John Lampe sees him.
You know, especially when you're in deep into this kind of territory right now at the 29-yard line of Lawrence Central, not taking any risks here. You're only winning by 1 point at this point in the game with 10:51 remaining, that 7-6 lead. When you start getting close, you know, they might get one more first down. They get in the field goal range. So it will be a 4th and 5. This just speaks to the confidence that Coach Wright has in this offense as they come out 4 wide from the 29-yard line, 3 out to his right. He has Perkins in the backfield. Lampe takes the snap. Looks over the middle, now deep towards the right for Roberts. Roberts comes up with the reception in the end zone. And it looks like that will be a touchdown for the Carmel Greyhounds. Austin Roberts, big play. John, you called that one from the start.
I got to give it to the man who makes it happen. You got to give it to your D1 recruit. You got to give it to your star receiver. You got to give it to your team leader. And, of course, they do just that. And what happens? What happens, Jesse? What happens?
They get the touchdown.
They score a touchdown, right? Why am I up here in the booth, man? I need to be on the sideline calling the plays. Promotion time for John Perkins.
12-7 right now is the score, and this is an awfully big extra point coming up for Adam Kramer. Would make it a six-point game. So just a touchdown would tie it, but what a pass by Lampe off that fade route. Just beautiful timing on both ends. And Robert stumbling into the end zone, being brought down. But that ball breaks the plane and gives the Cromwell Greyhounds the lead. And what a drive led there by your senior leader, John Lampe, the quarterback.
Did I not call that?
You did call that.
I called that.
You did call that.
For the first time, folks, for the first time ever in play-by-play and color history, ever in the entire world, a color announcer called something and it happened. I want to take some time for all of our listeners at home. And Jesse, I know you're smiling because I don't normally do this, but the media was right. That happened. So folks, it's been a monumental day. WHE is constantly making history. Hey, for some more history, just check this out. We've got 50 years under our belts delivering you some Greyhound pride here, and we're coming out. John Lampe, what a big play here. He's going to look to try to go for two here.
Trying to make it a seven-point game. They go five wide, set four out to his left. They put a man in motion. That is Baldridge, and Lampe takes a snap, looking for Baldridge, wide open in the end zone. Let's see if he comes up with it. He does, and that's a two-point conversion. That makes it a seven-point game.
What a beautiful play there. You saw Jason Baldridge coming in motion along the right side. Passes that right tight end position. John Lampe, Nate Thompson, got to give Nate Thompson credit. Incredible snap, incredible timing. And Jason Baldridge is wide open in the right side of the end zone. A diving stop there. Ball was going out of bounds. Jason Baldridge dives down and is able to hang on to it. Phenomenal play by Jason Baldridge. And that is a big score right there because now it's 14-7. And so you rule out any field goal, really. Lawrence Central has to come back now with 10:46 remaining in the game. They're going to have to put 7 points on the board.
You know, they don't convert on that play. It is still 12-7. And any touchdown, regardless of the extra point or not, is going to put Lawrence Central up. But now that forces them to make that extra point, which we've seen in recent games can be a struggle, especially in the pressure situations, as it will be Adam Kramer kicking this one away for the Cromwell Greyhounds with 10:46 remaining in the game, 14-7, and the offense is coming alive. This one is up and away. That one will be taken by King at the 1 yard line. He's moving around at the 20 yard line. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down. A nice tackle right there by number 38, Nick Sinar.
And Nick Sinar is another solid player. Obviously, a great tackle there with a little bit of animosity at the end. He's done a good job. He's almost one of those doubling players. He plays linebacker a little bit. He backs up for Anthony Mazza at the Rover position. So a good job by him to get his number called tonight.
They will start at their own 19-yard line after that return from King. And the offense is going to trot out onto the field, proving to be very effective on the ground in the last possession of theirs. And Tyler Redford coming up with that huge run off the option, showing off the wheels a little bit there as he comes out in the shotgun formation. Receiver on each side. He takes the snap, drops back looking to pass across the middle, finds his man Jones off the left sideline. Now he's moving for those extra yards. He's going to pick up about five.
So Jones again covered by Zach Woods. Woods doing a nice job of wrapping up, but it's still a nice little pass there. It's going to be about second and six. And let's see if Lawrence Central can start moving something up here, making plays happen, potentially put some points on the board.
Shotgun formation again from the 25-yard line, second and five, two wideouts to his right. He's going to give that one up to Wilson off the left tackle, but he's met by the linebacking corps, Zach Woods, Ryan Sondels, and company. Still trying to push him back as he refuses to go to the ground, but forward progress is going to give him a couple yards to make it a third and two. So big third and two coming up here for Lawrence Central at their own 28-yard line. We're moving primarily on that left side of the field. 9:43 remaining in the game. 14-7, Carmel lead. As Redford's going to come back out in that shotgun formation. They're going three wide this time. He's got two out to his right. Off that left hash, takes a snap. Option run, he goes up the middle. He's going to be brought down close to the 30-yard line. Looks to be short of that first down. And Vic Rowe along with Ryan Sondles grouped together to try to make that tackle. Is this going to Sondles on that one? And that will be fourth and one, just short. Let's see what they elect to do. It's the offense, and a lot of the Lawrence Central Bears are going to head towards the sideline, and it looks like Nash Griffin's going to come out in the punting unit for the Bears. Will be coming out as well. So with 8:51 remaining off of a fourth and one situation, Griffin will punt this one away. Carmel is going to play a prevent punt formation here to go against that fake, but they're going to punt this ball away back deep into the area of Baldridge, and he's going to make that fair catch at his own 45-yard line.
And I like the decision-making there by Lawrence Central. You know, obviously the offense hesitant to come off the field. They want to try to go for it, but that's not a smart play. Think about what happens if you don't convert on fourth down. Now you've just given the Carmel offense, who not only is starting to roll, but they're on fire. They've come off of a great score. You've given them the ball back with some incredible field position. They're starting to knock on your own red zone. Not a smart decision. Good job by LC to play it safe.
So Lampy comes out pistol formation. He's going to keep this one now. Moving up the middle, he's going to be brought down for about a gain of a yard. Going off the option, and Lampy deciding to run with that one. He's going to set up about a second and nine from his own 46. We have a player down on the side of Lawrence Central. So when we come back, it will be a second and nine situation for the Carmel Greyhounds with 8:20 remaining in the fourth quarter. 14-7 Carmel lead.
The Carmel Greyhounds are back in action, and so is the WHJE sports team. But this year is better than ever. John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the same expertise with a new sense of style. We're taking this football season to the edge.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast of Carmel Varsity Football from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis on neutral turf. Right now, the Carmel Greyhounds lead the Lawrence Central Bears 14-7 with 8:20 remaining in the game. The injured player for Lawrence Central will be walking off the field towards the sideline. So from his own 46, John Lampy and the Carmel Greyhound offense will take over here with second and nine. Going to come out in that pistol formation. He's got three wide, two out to his right. Also has the tight end Scott lined up on the line of scrimmage here. So plenty of time left on the play clock. Lampy's going to take the snap anyway. He's going to run this one up the middle, getting close to midfield, probably about to the 48 for a gain of 3 yards.
Yeah, I don't really like the idea of running John Lampy a lot. That's why you've got Isaac James. He's a running quarterback. I just think about the repercussions that could happen. Now, again, you don't want to play conservatively in playing for the cause of ifs, but if John Lampy were to go down, you've just hurt your best arm on the team.
So it will be about a third and seven right now for the Carmel Greyhounds. Four wide set. He's got Perkins in the backfield. From his own 47-yard line, takes the snap, has time to throw, looking deep down the right side. Finds Roberts once again, who takes a big hit close to the first down marker, had to get to the 45, and might just have enough to move the chains. And it will be a first down for the Carmel Greyhounds with 7:39 remaining in the game at the 45-yard line of Lawrence Central when we reset. Coming back out, let's see what formation they go with here. Going with that traditional pistol formation, four wide set again. Perkins remains in the backfield from the right hash this time. He looks over towards the sideline for additional signaling. With the lead, the clock can run a little bit more. That 14-7 lead at the Carmel Greyhounds possess right now. Takes the snap, hands that one off to Perkins, off the right tackle, has some room to run. Right sideline, he's going to stumble out of bounds near the 35-yard line in that neighborhood. Let's see if he has enough for the first down. Looks to be just shy. Will be about a second and three.
I like the idea to give Chris Perkins the ball on the outside. I think it's something that the Greyhounds need to start implementing a lot more. They like to run it up the middle. But when you allow Perkins to get some space, he's able to come up with just some incredible yardage and really make some things happen.
Three wide set, two out to his left. Looks over towards the sideline. Well, this second and three. At the 38-yard line, the Carmel offense through the air has been moving quite well in the last several drives. Lampe takes the snap. He's going to hand this one off again to Perkins, who breaks a couple tackles, and what could have been a loss of about four only is about a loss of one, setting up about a third and four, third and five maybe. Clock continuing to run, 7 minutes to go. Carmel still leading 14-7, but a big third down play coming up.
And I think if you're the Greyhounds, you still have to be aggressive here. You have the opportunity to go up by two scores, which they haven't had all season long. I think you go back to Austin Roberts, let him try to catch the ball.
Same formation for Lampe. They almost get a man to jump off sides, and it looks like they do. Could be that automatic first down they were looking for, and that hard count works. That'll move them up 5 yards. Awfully close to that first down marker. Might be just shy. Could be a third and inches. Might be a first down. Official ruling is third and inches right on that 45.
And I think you still can go for the end zone here. I really feel like that you can catch Lawrence Central on reeling on their heels. They're kind of expecting that run. I wouldn't be surprised if you see Carmel take a shot downfield here.
So right now here is Lampe with that four wide set. Excuse me, they're at the 36-yard line is the official spot there. 6:28 remaining. Clock still ticking away from the right hash. He takes the snap again. Gives that one, and he's going to keep this one off the left side. Takes a big shot there, but diving across the 32-yard line, that will be well past the first down marker, so the chains keep moving, but that does stop the clock.
Heads up play there by the coaching staff also to recognize the defensive pressure. Be able to call that read option. Another good job by John Lampe with his expertise on the field, making good decisions.
Right in the middle of the field at the 31-yard line, four wide set for Lampe. Goes with that hard count, but looks over towards the sideline once again. Still has Perkins in the backfield. Not seen Pascal in some time. Nonetheless, here comes Lampe. He takes the snap, looking for the screen, finds Roberts off the left side. He's going to be brought down close to the 30-yard line there, about a gain of one. Second and nine on the way. 5:41 remaining, still 14-7. That clock still ticking away right now for the Lawrence Central Bears, and the Carmel Greyhounds are getting deep into their territory. 5:30, still going. This is Lampe. Will come out in that four wide set from the pistol. Perkins in the backfield. Looking over towards the sideline. Really letting that play clock run. They have 5 seconds and counting left on that one. Lampe in no hurry. He's going to have to take this snap. He does. Has a little time to throw. Now he's rolling out to his right. Has some space. Looking over towards the right side of the field. He finds Baldwin for the first down and more across the 20-yard line. And that is how you make it happen there on second and long.
Good completion there by John Lampe. I'd like to see him stay in the pocket a little longer, but heads up for him to be able to scramble out to the right side. He had no defensive pressure on him. Good completion, Thomas Baldwin. He also did have Austin Roberts open, and we're talking about the 5-yard line. But still, a good heads up play, nice yardage by the Greyhounds.
4:53 and counting, still 14-7 lead for Carmel. Looking over towards the sideline, Lampe directs his offense at the line of scrimmage. Perkins remains in the backfield. They have Baldwin and Scott on one side. Roberts in the slot. Off to the left side, they put a man in motion. This time, they hand it off to Perkins up the middle. He is met right there by that strong front seven, including number 71, Cameron Garrett. First time we called his name tonight, the defensive tackle for Lawrence Central. Makes the stop. No gain on the play. So 4:19 and still counting. Carmel's going to let that play clock run as much as they possibly can here. A lot of time going off the clock on this drive. Four wide set for Lampe off the right hash on that 18 of Lawrence Central. He looks back towards the sideline once more. Perkins remains in the backfield. Second and 10, takes the snap, looking to pass over towards the right side. Finds his tight end Scott, who can't come up with that one. And that one's going to be an incomplete pass, and that'll stop the clock for 3rd and 10.
So positive note here, they do have a stop clock here. They can make some set decisions. They've done a good job tonight, though, on 3rd down, and we're all watching the replays there as Joe Scott drops another pass. It's just kind of heart-wrenching for you as a fan. But normally these guys get in a slump, and they're able to break right out, and they come out on fire. We hope that for him. Here's John Lampe again, looking over that sideline, trying to get something going.
that four wide set except three towards the left side this time. Perkins remains in the backfield from the pistol, takes the snap, hands it off to Perkins, but he's going absolutely nowhere. That charge led by number 26, Jared Doakes, and he's going to come up with the big stop right there on third down.
I think you've got enough of a lead here. Excuse me, enough of a lead here to be able to try the field goal. 14-7 here, and I think they're going to try to do that here. They're going to bring out Kramer, give him a little bit of a shot. This one's going to be just a tad longer than his previous, but he has an opportunity to go 3-for-3 tonight.
This would make it a two-possession game any way you look at it. Kramer has a lot of range. See, he's going to be able to exhibit that right here. With Thomas Baldwin, the receiver, will be on the hold. This will be a 38-yard attempt for Adam Kramer. Hold is up, the kick is up, and the kick is good for Adam Kramer, and that's going to make it 17-7, two-possession game with 3:01 remaining, and a clutch kick there, 3-for-3 on the night and a season now for Adam Kramer.
Adam Kramer has my player of the game already. I'm already calling it, already saying hands down, 3:01 remaining in the fourth quarter. I've got enough stats on me to know that Adam Kramer has come up so big for the Greyhounds tonight. Not only has he been the bailout two times in the first and second quarter there, and then the third quarter, but then right now, what a way to go up by two scores. A tough field goal from the right hash mark of the field. Nice line drive right through the middle. Beautiful job by Adam Kramer to really just give that defense now a cushion, be able to give them something to work with.
Two possession cushion right now with 3 minutes remaining in the ball game. Both teams still remaining with two timeouts, as Adam Kramer is going to have to jog out there for this kickoff, being 3-for-3 on the night after not attempting a field goal so far in this season, only extra point attempts. Coming up big here, especially in the second half, 38-yard field goal for Adam Kramer puts the Carmel Greyhounds up 17-7. I think what Lawrence Central could really use right here is a big return. That would really boost the confidence. Still plenty of time to work with. They have two timeouts. We've seen this offense has the ability to strike awfully quickly, as we saw earlier in this quarter. So Kramer set to kick this one away, and this one is off back deep towards the end zone, and that one will bounce into the end zone for the automatic touchback rule in high school. So Lawrence Central will start at the 20-yard line.
One of the things that I want to highlight is we haven't seen a lot of action from these star receivers. I'm talking about Will King and Kenny Jones, both great guys. And again, King has made secondaries look silly. He's received the ball 13 times, but almost every reception covers 14 yards. He's got a total of 181 yards a season. And almost the same story for Kenny Jones. And even if you go to Mark Wilson in the backfield, it's just seemed like the only person who's really come out to play today has been Tyler Redfern.
So 3 minutes remaining at the 20-yard line, right in the middle of the field. Redfern takes a snap, looks over towards the right side, finds King stumbling, but he's still inbounds, fighting for those extra yards, and takes a big hit there from the secondary. Mitch Davis and Sam Story leading the charge right there. They're going to bring him down for about a gain of 9 yards, sending up a second and very short. Clock continuing to run, and now they're going to signal him for the first down there. 2:53 from the 30-yard line of Lawrence Central. They take the snap, looking over. That one is overthrown. He's looking for King once again. So with 2:49 remaining in this ball game, they will reset second and 10 from the 30-yard line. Carmel remains in the lead, 17-7. Let's see what formation they decide to come with here. They're going to come out in that shotgun, trying to air it out a little more on this drive. The first two plays, four wide set for Redfern, three out to his left side as they are on the right hash. Clock starts with the ball set. It's Redfern looking over towards the sideline. He takes the snap, looking, drops back, looking over for that screen. Finds his man once again. Another completion there for Redfern. That's 88 Penn, the junior 6'2 wide receiver.
It's the first time we've called his name tonight. It's kind of funny. It's almost been like the unnamed and unsung heroes have really stepped up for both sides of the ball. Done a good job just, again, showing that 6A depth these teams have.
four wide to go over towards the left side again. That one in traffic, but he's going to have enough for the first down. And a great pass there, getting that one to his man. That will be Glenn Calvin on the reception, number 81. Throwing that one between two Greyhounds, showing off the accuracy a little bit. It was Redfern moving the chains. First down and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Four wide set once again. He drops back, has some time to pass. Now he's running towards the left side, has some room there. He's going to run out of bounds for about a gain of 6 yards and stop the clock with exactly 2 minutes remaining in the game.
It looks like we're seeing a flag here. Thrown on the field.
See which way this one is going. That is going to be holding against the offense, and that's going to back him up. And yards are of a premium right now to the Lawrence Central Bears. That'll back him up. Will remain here second down after that one. Second down and 16 from their own 36. Exactly 2 minutes remaining in the ball game. They're going to come back out in that shotgun formation. Redfern with four wide off the left hash. Directing that offense. Clock is stopped right now. Rolling out to his right immediately, looking to pass. Pressure coming, now finds King, and that one's going to go right out. Cannot retain possession to the ground. Incomplete pass, sets up a third and 16.
Tough pass to the right side of the field to Will King. The pass was on his right shoulder as he was diving. So Bradley, the only person on the field who could make that catch is Austin Roberts. We saw him make an incredible catch before. Will King almost was able to reel it in. So now a big time third down here. Third and to the next area code. And so we're going to have to really see guys like Kenny Jones. I mean, he's got that 6'3" physique. And I would personally, I would just love to see Redfern throw it out to him. Throw it up in the air. Make Jones go get it.
Maybe target Glenn Calvin at 6'6", but nonetheless, four wide set, three to his right. It's Redfern under a little bit of pressure from behind. Now he's going to have to run with this one. He's going to be met at the 40-yard line by the linebacking crew, the Carmel Greyhounds. Kendall Hune and Noah Burks giving chase that time. They'll both come up with the tackle there, and it will be fourth and 11. Neutralizing that threat as soon as it happened, as soon as they saw him cross the line of scrimmage. Will be fourth and 11. Big play here with a minute 27 remaining in the ballgame. 17-7. Carmel Greyhounds lead. Four wide set, three out to his left. From his own 41, he's going to throw that one over towards the right side. And Sondel's dropping the interception, but nonetheless, that will be bringing up fourth down. The scoreboard saying fourth down. Now the lines judge switching it to fourth down now with a minute 16. So one more chance here for Redfern to try to air this one out. Fourth and 11 is the official spot right here from their own 41. Four wide set once again. They have Kenny Jones out on an island by himself on his right side. Three wide out to his left. He's got Jalen Curry in the backfield. Redfern looking to pass. Looking out, finds King. That one overthrown, and that's going to be a turnover on downs with a minute 11 remaining in the ballgame. And the Carmel offense will trot back onto the field.
And so we're starting to see signs of maybe a Carmel Greyhound victory. The first in two games. It's been a rough start to the season, at least for the Greyhounds, but a nice showing. Really, really able to shut down that receiving core, that deadly receiving core for Lawrence Central. Again, with the likes of, we've named them so many times, Will King and Kenny Jones. Obviously the two stars. And you got to give credit to that secondary. Guys like Alex Aiken, Zach Woods, Mitch Davis, even Anthony Maz at the Rover position. Of course, that linebacking core. You pretty much could name all 11 guys.
So John Lampe will trot back onto the field. Looks like Lampe's going to go under center for the first time. Going with that single back formation to give it off the pass. Go up the middle, drives forward for about a gain of 4 yards. Setting up a second and 6. That clock continues to run. The minute exactly to go now. It appears that Lawrence Central will not be stopping the clock right now as they set the ball 50 seconds and counting for John Lampe in this Carmel offense with a two-possession lead. They're going to get into that victory formation, try to take a couple knees here, with 38 seconds remaining. Waiting for that play clock to run all the way down till it hits one. The Carmel Greyhounds take a knee. And that should do it here from Lucas Oil Stadium. The Carmel Greyhounds knock off the number one ranked team in the state, the Lawrence Central Bears, in a clash of the MIC rivals as they meet in the middle of the field to shake hands. 17-7 is your final score. And, you know, when you think about this, this is a huge win, a huge statement win for the Carmel Greyhounds, coming off of two consecutive close losses at home, going to a neutral place at Lucas Oil Stadium. We mentioned there at the start of the game, the biggest games call for the biggest stages and also for the biggest players to come up with the biggest plays. And we saw that there in the fourth quarter with John Lampe in that touchdown pass to Austin Roberts to give them back that lead.
Exactly, Jesse. And I think we kind of went through our keys to victory at the beginning of the game, and a lot of those were met. You know, we were writing down together, just discussing, I guess, almost this issues of the game. You know, what has Carmel been doing? What does Lawrence Central offer? I guess, why are they number one? Why is Carmel number nine? And it came down to the offense and the defensive lines. And we talked about it before. You know, Carmel's got that young offensive line that's just taken, it's taken them a few games to really get that feel together. And I think tonight we saw a very mature offensive line come out, give John Lampe some incredible protection, but then also open up gaps and holes for Isaac James and Shakir Pascal to make things happen. And then, of course, offensively, finally hitting Austin Roberts. They're letting him almost be that player he's supposed to be. He's really starting to make some great catches, but also just be that impact player that he's supposed to be. And again, James and Pascal, we can go on and on about that. But what a great play call and what a great scheme by you know, Brian Spielbar, the offensive coordinator, and of course Kevin Wright, the head coach, to work that up together and make that relationship just so almost perfect, I guess if you say, almost Luger and Lampe-esque. But yet they can develop so much more from James and Pascal in the backfield.
And you know, they came out with that new look offense of theirs, going under center, single back formation, two tight end sets with two of their playmakers, two of the fastest guys on the field as the tight ends, moving them in motion, a lot of moving parts. And you, of course, you have to talk about the defense. Mitch Davis and those two interceptions, the linebacking crew, spectacular tonight, neutralizing the run, only gave up the one big play on that touchdown run to Redfern. Other than that, they were shut down all night. I think it's time for the players of the game. Who do you give yours to?
And I'm going to go ahead and give mine the MVP, actually, of tonight. Being awarded down on the field, it is Mitch Davis, a fantastic player. A great job, came out with so many tackles, and you got to talk about last game a little bit too. Just doing a great job in that secondary. He's that safety net. He's that go-to guy. He really fills in the holes. Last game coming up big against Center Grove, had some fantastic tackles, and then tonight transferring that to more of a coverage position. Two big interceptions. My MVP, definitely Mitch Davis.
I think I'm going to go ahead and give mine to the duo of John Lampe and Austin Roberts. Gave them that lead after they saw that big touchdown run by Redfern that put them down 7-6. They came back with absolutely all the confidence that they needed to come back. Nice fade route from Lampe to Roberts on what a lot of people are going to forget was a fourth down and five situation. Lampe able to make that strike into the end zone. Give the Carmel Greyhounds the lead, and then that two-point conversion right after that to Baldridge. That drive really was the turning point in this football game.
And so, folks, on behalf of WHJE and the Greyhound Media Network and all of our many partners, our many people who come in around and support us, final score 17-7 in favor of the Greyhounds as they knock off the number one Lawrence Central. And we're going to send it back to the station, but before we do, we want to give you a little taste about something we call High School Game Day. Be sure to check it out next Friday for homecoming. We're going to be down at the parking lot. Come by and see us. We're going to have a pregame show. It's going to be myself, of course, Jesse, Vince Reimer, and Riley Sawyers. Here's a little preview of what's in store.
They are just good. They're the best. But the best just got better. The new WHJE sports team rolls out High School Game Day. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE every game day for a look at the day's matchup. WHJE Sports, taking you to the edge.
Join us on a quest for the best music. Take a journey to the edge.
On 91.3 WHJE, Carmel, Carmel.
up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as they shiver out through my veins. Just as well.